Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mike Young. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Evans reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Baylor scores. Evans moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Burks reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Owen reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Burks scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Mark Williamson now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Williamson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive towards third. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Owen reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett bunts between the mound and first base. Williamson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Owen moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman now playing third base. Ed Romero now playing first base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Hoffman moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Romero moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Burks reaches second base with a double. Romero scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Bolton now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott McGregor now pitching. Dave Van Gorder now catching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McGregor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan strikes out. Van Gorder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sullivan out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Young reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Ripken hits a line drive towards third. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.